Hello, I'm Ben Thorpe with your WCMU Morning News Roundup for Tuesday, September 8th. Federal officials are reminding people recovering from historic spring flooding in mid-Michigan of documentation drop-off sites. Hunter Dode has this report.
The drop-off sites are for FEMA-requested documents to show the cost of damages caused by May's flood. Nate Custer is a media relations specialist for FEMA.
Well, it's very good because it just increases the availability, the access to FEMA and the input that the citizens have, providing documents, receipts, whatever, requested by FEMA and getting them to the agency in a timely manner.
Custer says the application deadline for federal assistance is September 30. Drop-off sites are located in Gladwin, Midland, and Saginaw. They are open from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. I'm Hunter Dode, WCMU News.
Across Michigan, local clerks are preparing for the challenges of November's general election. The COVID-19 pandemic is driving a sharp rise in absentee voting and concerns for the health of people who will be manning the polls on Election Day. Lansing City Clerk Chris Swope is the president of the Michigan Association of Municipal Clerks. He says the August primary helped prepare them for the challenges ahead.
But there are some medium-sized and even smaller communities that just will have a hard time getting election workers and just will be challenged beyond what they've ever had before.
Swope and other clerks are urging state lawmakers to approve changes to allow the clerks to begin processing absentee ballots before Election Day. A new executive order allowing gyms to reopen goes into effect this week. But as we hear from Will Callen, some facilities are opting for alternative plans.
Julia Collins owns Ipsy Studio, which holds group exercise classes in Ypsilanti. She's been able to stay afloat with a small business loan and member fees from people taking online classes. She says she's lost about 80% of her clients. But even with the new order, she plans to keep classes outdoors and online.
People are going back to the gym to be healthy. That's what all these fitness pros are saying. And I'm like, you guys are nuts. We know how much we high-five each other, how much we holler at each other, how much we sweat and breathe.
Collins is worried about another wave of COVID-19. Last month, she ended her 11-year lease on the studio space. I'm Will Callen.
Planting has been completed for a new Belle Isle garden that will showcase many native species throughout all four seasons. There will be a grass called prairie, drop seed, buttercups, daisies, and more. Volunteer groundskeeper Richard Thomas says the layout was dreamed up by a famous Dutch landscape designer named Piet Oudolf.
What's wonderful for us is that a lot of Piet's most favorite plants happen to come from our own Midwest. So a lot of these plants are already native to us, yet here they are coming back to us from a Dutch designer in new and beautiful combinations.
The $2 million garden project is volunteer-led and funded by individual donors and foundations. It's expected to open to the public next summer after wheelchair-accessible paths are constructed and the plants fill out. And that is your WCMU Morning News Roundup for this Tuesday, September 8th. I'm Ben Thorpe. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.